All right, so we start hour number two. What's cracking? Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. I'm live. I'm in Southern California. And obviously, we are all about the matchup for the Super Bowl. But keep in mind, we've got 2 weeks to hype that up. So we've got some other things I want to hit on, including college basketball. Now, this is something I should have done much sooner. This is something I should do much more often. This is something I ought to do every single week. We are joined right now by the head basketball coach at Providence. He is in his 12th year there. 6 trips to the NCAA tournament, including that Sweet 16 run a year ago. They are currently 17-5 overall. They're 9-2 in Big East conference play, where they are tied for first. And they've got a big one coming up tomorrow night against number 16, Xavier. Ed Cooley is my guest. Ed, it is great to have you back. How are you?
Jim, my brother, I love being on with you. Always give me incredible energy. I love being on with you. Thanks a lot for thinking about
it. My man, Ed, I mean this. I should do this way more often, and you always give me the same exact energy in return. This is why I need to have you back on. So bring me up to date. I thought you guys played really well in your non-conference portion of your schedule, even better in conference play. Overall, how pleased are you with this group as you get ready to grind it out down the stretch?
Obviously, big game tomorrow, yet when you look at us having 8 new players, no returning starters, you know, the expectation on our program has grown substantially, which is awesome. Yet to get a group together that doesn't know each other, doesn't know how to open doors, don't say please, don't say thank you as a unit yet, to get them to buy in so quickly is a credit to the staff. It's a credit to the players buying in. You know, we couldn't play as competitive a non-conference schedule as we wanted based on who are we and who were we going to become. So we have some interesting pieces that had to come together as a family first before we could appreciate the winning. And as guys bought in more and more, I give them a lot of credit because we sacrificed for the group. Lo and behold, we're where we are today because of that sacrifice, and I couldn't be more proud of the team.
Ed Cooley joining us. You beat me to it. I wanted to ask you about that because I was going to point out that you've got 4 guys who are averaging in double figures, which is obviously a good thing, but knowing you, knowing the way you coach, these guys are not going to be out there if they're not willing to do the hard work on both ends of the floor and give themselves up for the team. Given all the new faces, I understand the buy-in, but how did you get these guys to buy in and share the ball and do the dirty work and learn to open the doors? How were you able to get that process to work as quickly as it has?
I give our staff a lot of credit. Our staff is, to me, one of the most undervalued staffs in America. We've been together a long time, and a continuity amongst it helps me as the leader send the message, daily message. And that, to me, is culture, a daily habit that becomes the routine. And they're able to echo the same command on how we grow together. There's going to be failure. It's okay. There's going to be ups and downs. But to build a consistent winner, you have to deal with chaos. You have to deal with disappointment. You have to understand that it's not going to be your way. It's going to be our way. And if you can check your ego at the door, but play with toughness, play with passion and desire, play with a relentless attitude of I don't care about a mistake, you will find yourself on top of every mountain you've ever dreamed about.
My man, the Providence head basketball coach, Ed Cooley, is joining us. And then, Ed, you talk about team, you talk about the unit, but there are some individuals. Now, I understand they're part of a bigger unit, but let me ask you about a couple of guys. Your point guard, Jared Bynum, went for 17 of his 19 in the second half against Villanova in that great road win. How great was it for you to see him back on the floor doing the things that you know he's capable of doing and leading from the front?
You know, it was awesome because, you know, we lost him for 5 games and, you know, we had 3-2 in those games and we were right there with the other two at Marquette and at Creighton. But, you know, he's the table setter. He's been there. He's done that. He's confident. He's able to echo the command from the leadership that he's coached to do. And to put him out there in that situation and he says, coach, we're good. I love when a player's voice is louder than the coach's voice with their teammates. Because players respect players that put time in, and Jared's done that at an elite level, and we're going to need him to play at that level in order for us to be a championship-caliber team.
So, Ed, what about the big man at Croswell? He does – I mean, does he not personify everything you want your guys to be and do and how hard he works and how much he cares?
He personifies my style. You know, it's not the prettiest, but he's tough. He's gritty. He just finds a way. And, well, I look at all these stats of, you know, this big man, that big man. I will put Ed Croswell up head-to-head against any college player in America that sits in front of the rim that calls themselves a five-man. He is just relentless. He personifies who Providence College men's basketball is. We're not the prettiest. Don't want to be pretty. All we want to do is find a way. And Ed Croswell has found his way. He found a home at Providence, and I'm grateful to him.
Ed Cooley is joining us, and I know you don't get too caught up in any of this. You don't want your guys to either. But with all the new faces, the coaches picked the team to finish fifth in the Big East. Now, the media is one thing. What do any of us really know? But the coaches know. They absolutely know. Given how competitive and prideful you know this group to be, did they see that? Did they immediately begin to convert that into fuel? What did they do with that? Anything?
You're going to love this answer. My college buddies from Stonehill, I talk about all the time. We have an annual trip every year in Florida, and this year we're taking it to Eagle River, the lake house.
Yes!
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 We are.
I love that. Who's got the lake house in Eagle River?
Steve McCracken, my buddy from college. You know, we go down at Lance Coderre, Dave, Pete Boyle. So all my college buddies, we all get together. Stevie Haynes. And I think this year we're coming up to Eagle River in Wisconsin. And they talked about that. So we're on this chat all the time. And they said, wow, you guys were picked fifth. I said, well, it's the coach's opinion. And as you know, what does a preseason poll mean? We picked Marquette ninth. They may be a top five team in America. I picked Xavier to win because they remind me of our group last year. They're old. They have a great coach. They have great players, added a great transfer in Boone. So preseason predictions don't mean anything. Who are we at the end? Not how you start. It's how you finish. And our goal is to try to be the best that we can at the end. But Eagle River, I thought you'd get some juice out of that one, dog.
Dude, you can't believe it. I mean, you can't believe how fired up I am for that. Now I need to know. I mean, I don't want to overstep my boundaries here, Ed, but do you know when that trip is going down?
It's sometime, I think, in May. Late April, early May, we normally go down there. And let me tell you, these guys are amazing. Jeff Potter, Derek German, Steve McCracken. These guys are just, you know, they're my brothers. And they're big, big Friar fans. They follow every game. We got Pete from Cleveland, and they're from all over America. Florida, Austin, Texas, Southern California, Orange County. We come from everywhere and get together, and it's like, it's just like, you know, we're back at the dorm and we're back in, you know, the locker room playing. So those are, and they're big fans of yours, brother. Really big fans.
Ed, it's one of the best things that I think I've ever heard. Have you been to Eagle River yourself?
I don't know if I know how to spell Eagle River, but I'm going to go up there.
Oh, dude, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. In fact, I'm thinking about whether you like it or not, whether I'm invited or not, I'm thinking about changing my vacation. I always go there in the summertime, but I didn't know you fellas were going in the springtime. I may have
Jim,
to change my vacation.
You got an open invitation. You know, your people all have our phone contact. We'd love for you to be there. We'll get out on the lake. We'll hang out. Well, you know, we play a lot of games. We play some golf. We have a great time, and we'd love to have you.
Oh, no, I'd love to have you guys at my house. In fact, you'll see it. This is incredible. I love this so much. Ed Cooley is my guest. Listen, you mentioned Xavier. They're number 16 right now, and that's another major test. The last time you took them on a year ago, you won in triple OT. You touched on their experience, their coaching. What makes Xavier so tough, and how do you see tomorrow's matchup?
Well, first of all, they have a great team. Sean Miller and I, we were fortunate with his brother Archie. We coached the 19 and under team in Crete, Greece, that won a gold medal in 2000, I'm going to say 16 or 17. We had Jason Tatum. I mean, we had a really, really good team, won in overtime against Croatia. And you're not going to find a better person coached than Sean Miller, who inspires his guys. And with a veteran group that he inherited, I think Travis Steele did a great job developing that group. Now here you are, a veteran coach coming in, and he has them clicking on all cylinders. They are elite offensively. Not good. They are elite offensively. They have a pro prospect in Kobe Jones, who nobody talks about, who to me is one of the most underrated players in America. It all fits for them right now. I just hope we're better than them by a half a point tomorrow night, because it should be an exciting Big East matchup.
No doubt. A great, great Big East matchup. We're talking to Ed Cooley. You know, Ed, I think that all the things you just said about him, a lot of people would say about you. You know, you look back on your career, you were an assistant coach for Al Skinner, both at the University of Rhode Island and Boston College. Al was such a highly respected figure, especially in East Coast hoops, going back to his playing days with Dr. J in the ABA. How did working with Al help to shape you as a head coach?
You know, Coach taught me a lot about patience. He talked to me about, he's a mentor of all mentors to me with respect to don't get too high, don't get too low. Give your players all the confidence to be better than they think. Hold them accountable. And a lot of the things, Jim, a lot of things people don't look at is when I was a kid, the black coaches in America, there were three: John Thompson, Nolan Richardson, and John Chaney. So growing up, I always wanted to be a coach, and to have a minority like Al give me an opportunity to sit in the seat I am now, I don't think that's spoken about enough now. And I think the minorities have all been hired. A lot more have been hired. But those were the guys that gave we, now sitting in the leadership position, the opportunity to live our dream too. And, Jim, I don't think that's spoken up enough. We need more opportunities for young men and women who are different to live their dream just like everyone else.
You bet. You bet. Ed Cooley joining us. You know, Ed, when you mentioned where you grew up, obviously you're in a part of a country where, well, you grew up. You were born and grew up. You're at Providence. Fit is everything. Is there a better fit than you and that school anywhere right now?
Honestly, Jim, as you know, you never say never.
Right.
Things change. Things could happen. Your life changes. Your kids grow up. Fit for me is so, so important, not just from the basketball standpoint, but from life. Where are you happy? Where can you grow? And as a leader and as I've grown, where can you have an impact on someone else's life? How will you as a leader help changing other lives? How are you giving back to something that's greater than yourself? Because we all look in the mirror and only want to see our own eyes. I want to see everyone else's eyes and impact them. You never say never because everything changes in life. But if you're in a leadership position at a place that gave you an opportunity, at a place where you were born, then you owe it to that community to be the best that you can to help shape other lives, that if they come from a difficult background, it's okay being different. It's okay not being okay. Smile, say please, say thank you, and give back.
I think that's really important what you just said, Ed, and we're hearing that phrase more and more. But what does that mean to you? It's okay to not be okay.
Well, I grew up not being okay. And I've embraced it. I've embraced being different. I've embraced going against the status quo. I've embraced just letting people know who I am, the person, not the coach. Like, everybody listens to Jim Rome. You're going to have people who know Jim and not the Rome and not the Jungle are the people that know you the best. People that know me as Ed and not as coach, those are the people that know me. So when you allow people to get to know you as the person, then you've changed lives.
Ed Cooley joining us. Ed, one last thought. It's very clear. I mean, you were very open and upfront about what you would like to do, what your mission is, what you are here to do. You want to make it better. You want to help change lives. In terms of those coming through the program, generally, what are the kids looking for now? Are they looking for what they can get from NIL? Are they looking to get to the NBA? Are they looking to improve on a daily basis? Or better yet, who are you looking for when you bring somebody in?
Great question. And I'm thinking about that as you're asking that. First and foremost, everybody we recruit wants to go to the NBA.
Sure.
Everybody recruit now wants to have a conversation about NIL, playing time. I want to coach a kid who has a chip, that has an ego checked at the door, that is tough. They don't have to be the most skilled, most talented, but are you willing to sacrifice for the betterment of the group? Do you value education? Do you open doors for people? Do you smile? Do you have gratitude of appreciation and just living in the moment to help? When you think about yourself, it's hard to advance. When you think of others, you climb over mountains. Those are the attitudes and people I want to be around. And hopefully we've attracted those people like a LaDante Hinton, who is now on the staff, like a Kyron Cartwright, who's now on the staff that we recruited, that have come from and now are starting to arrive. Those are the people I want to be around. You don't need the most talented people to be successful. You need hungry, driven, passionate caregivers, and those people are the ones that change the world and win games.
Love it so much. One quick follow, and I'll let you go. That notion of you're looking for somebody with a chip. If they don't have a chip, Can they manufacture a chip? Can they develop a chip? Or do they need to have a chip when they walk through that door?
I'm going to ask you this. How many times do you say that person has it? If you don't got it, it's hard to give it to you. So can you teach somebody edginess? Yeah. But the ones who have it are the ones that help win championships.
Yeah, the thing is, I keep trying to let you go, but then I have to keep asking you. The way I always describe it is you don't know exactly what it is, but you know it when you see it. How would you define it?
Ooh. Passion, toughness, can handle chaos, can stay in the moment in the most adverse times, make special plays, make other people feel like they're important, give back to something that helps the whole, just swag, you know what I mean? Like, walk in a room like you belong. Don't be apologetic for kicking somebody's tail. Shake somebody's hand after you beat them by 30. Shake somebody's hand when you lose by 30. All of that ties into it, and you know it when you see it, you smell it, you touch it. Man, I love it.
Man, that was the best definition of it I've heard in my 30-plus years of doing this. He is the head basketball coach at Providence. He's got it coming out his ears. The Friars, 17-5 overall. They're 9-2 in Big East Conference play, and they've got a big one against Xavier, and Ed Cooley is going to make his first run to Eagle River soon enough. Hey, Ed, I can't wait to hear what you have to say about Eagle River. I know you've got business before then. My brother, it is great to have you back on the show. I respect and appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Jim. Thanks a lot, brother.
Have a great day, Ed. Thank you. Ed Cooley, did you hear me say at the very top of the interview? I haven't done this in far too long. I should do this way more often. I should do it every single week. And then we did the interview. Am I right? I'm not wrong. Love me some Ed Cooley. All right, your thoughts and your reaction to it. 1-800-636-8686. Charles Robinson coming up, the top of hour number three. Such a good interview. Such a good man. Ed Cooley, Providence head basketball coach. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is only a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They will even bring it out to you curbside, or choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your order quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. Once again, my thanks to Ed Cooley. Just love the man. I really do. And you can see why. And you can see why I love having him on. This guy nailed it. Ed Raiderfield in Utah. Dear Rome, listening to Coach Ed makes me want to be better at every aspect of life. Thanks for that spot. This is why I put him on. I mean, I want to talk basketball for sure. I want to talk about his program for sure. But I love it when we talk life. That explanation of it. Like, he was so hyped to be asked the question. Not like he was waiting for the question, but hyped because it's one of his favorite topics. And then that explanation and or definition of what it is. Because I always just say, you don't really know what it is. You just know it when you see it. His definition, explanation, was 100 times better than mine. That was incredible. Eric in the South Side, once again, Rome, you nailed it with another next-level quality guest. Hell, I am ready to run through a wall for Coach Ed Cooley. War energy. They are. They do. That's why they're so good. And that's why he's such a great coach. I would say there needs to be more guys like that guy, but the reason he is that guy is because there aren't other guys like that guy. Squirrel 2, tell Ed Cooley to keep quiet about Eagle River. We want to keep this place discreet and off the radar and don't want it overpopulated with tourists. Signed, Eagle River residents. All right, so this is curious. Well, I'm in Glendale, Arizona, next week. Dodger Jano is making a run to Eagle River with her girlfriends. We don't do the EEG in wintertime, so I can't wait for her report back. That place is cold, yo. A lot of snowmobiling, pond hockey, you know, things I'm known for. Think about it. When you think about me, what do you think of? Let's do some word association. Van Smack, pond hockey. Van Smack, ice fishing. Van Smack, snowmobiling. Have fun, DJ. Ice. She's going with her girlfriends. Yeah, I have not. She's been there before, actually. She's done Eagle River. When she went to look at the house or the land, she went during the wintertime and got in and out of there pretty quickly. But they've never stayed there for a period of time. So I can't wait to hear how that goes. DJ writes, I've been listening to you since the late 90s. That interview with Coach Cooley was one of the best I've ever heard. Thank you for bringing him in. And Coach, thank you. That is really high praise. Now, if you've been listening since the 90s, I'm not sure how you've never heard Ed. Ed's one of our best friends. But I'm glad you heard that. Look at this guy. Manny from Oxnard, doing Manny from Oxnard things. Manny writes, do not ignore the coach's invite to party in Eagle River during the spring like you did with Bon Jovi or whoever the hell that rocker was that you ignored back in the day. All right, couple of corrections here, Manny. Coach didn't invite me. I invited myself. And dude, did you just compare Bon Jovi to, quote, whoever the hell that rocker was you ignored back in the day? Manny, did you just compare Bon Jovi? No offense, John. You're a good dude. Another good-looking dude.
Hey, John.
No offense, John. You've had a good life, good career. You've written a few anthems, a few hits. But, dude, even you wouldn't compare yourself to the rocker we're talking about. Manny, did you just compare Bon Jovi to Robert Plant? Robert Plant. Like Stairway to Heaven, Robert Plant. To Bon Jovi. Like Have a Nice Day, Bon Jovi. Living on a Prayer. Imagine Robert Plant up on stage belting out Have a Nice Day. Good to see you. Have a nice day. Imagine Robert Plant up there with Zepp belting out It's My Life. It's my life. I mean, look, I'm not saying that Bon Jovi didn't figure out the formula. He did. It's fine. I mean, I'm not saying that you're wrong to like Bon Jovi. He's inherently a really likable guy. He's had some hits. But comparing him to Robert Plant, dude, that's just bad medicine. Come on, Manny. Don't do that. And Brian wants in with, quote, Cocaine Bear. Glad they finally made a biopic about Sam Hurd. War. Sam Hurd. Cocaine Bear. Oh, I get it. The former bear in prison for cocaine distribution. I see what you did there, Brian. You happy with yourself? You know, you have every right to be. That's not bad. All right, can we reset this thing really quickly? 1-800-636-8686. A telephone call would be great. I mean, I'm getting phone calls, but a good phone call would be great. I do want to talk about Eli Apple. Like, he's gone but not forgotten. They, and by they I mean most people, are still all over this guy. I want to hit that topic. I want to talk more about Kellen Moore. Like, what went down there? Did Dallas fire him or did he fire them, and exactly what happened? Because, you know, they're going with that now proverbial mutually parted ways. I've got a feeling that Kellen Moore decided working with Justin Herbert and not having the big fella in my ear is a much better opportunity than what I used to have. Wouldn't that be amazing if Kellen Moore walked into Mike McCarthy's office and fired him? As opposed to the other way around? That'd be awesome. That's what I want to see on Hard Knocks. Hey, Mike. Oh, hey, Kellen, have a seat. What's up? Yeah, anyway, big fella, you're fired. What? I'm the head coach. Yeah, well, you're fired anyway. Let's go get Jarrah. Let's talk about this. Anyway, that's how that went down. It took him about 5 seconds to land on his feet. When we come back, I got to talk Eli Apple. I just have to. That's coming up next. 1-800-636-8686. One more bit of reaction as we go to break. Hey, Rome. Anyone who compares Bon Jovi to Robert Plant should be wanted, dead or alive. Aaron in Iowa. Hate Thirst in Omaha. You want any part of this? This is right up your alley, Thirst. Men and rockers. You had your list of 175, remember? This is where she lives. She could settle this. Yeah, but then again, I don't want her to settle this because she'll go with who's taller, who's younger, who's got the better baby face. I'm just talking from a musical standpoint. I'm not reading anything from the handle at Bison D in the C. Just know that, bro. Bro, know this. I'm looking right at you, bro. I'm looking right into the camera. Know this. You're not blocked because I've never blocked anybody on Twitter. And believe me, there are a lot of bad seeds on Twitter, but I pride myself on never having blocked anybody. So I'm not going to block you. But the fact that your handle is at Bison D in the C, you're kind of informally blocked in that I will never read any of your crap on the air ever. I can't keep you from tweeting. And I'm not going to start any campaign either. Just know, you're not officially blocked, but you're unofficially blocked, at least in the sense that you will never, ever see the light of day on air. For obvious reasons. Reasons being your handle is at Bison D in the C. I used to interview Bison on this show. Always thought he was really thoughtful, really smart, really different. Wanted, dead or alive.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen up, clones. Not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags so you can sample different flavors to find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name because none of the jerky compares Old Trapper. What is your beef? All right, so yesterday something pretty amazing happened. Well, I Afraid he called. Something amazing always happens when I Afraid he comes out of the woodwork to make a phone call. Except it's not really out of the woodwork when it involves either Dave Roberts, and he wants to correct me on Dave Roberts, or it involves the Kansas City Chiefs, his beloved Kansas City Chiefs, or it involves the smack-off, because he'll call the day of the smack-off whenever he can. So the Chiefs advance, so it did not surprise me that Iafredi were to call yesterday. What did surprise me is that Iafredi threw it back when he made his call. Alvin, if you have it. And in part, this is what he did yesterday. Iafredi, what's going on, my brother?
We've all been watching that monster in KC perform like no athlete ever has. And always behind him for the world to see, a beaming Mr. Burrow, smiling Patrick's dad.
All right, so this in and of itself is amazing. But if you don't know the history, you don't know why that's amazing. You throw it back again, remind me, Alvin, his original phone call off of that original tune was what? 20 years earlier? 2004. So nearly 20 years earlier, the very same Iafredi did this about somebody else.
A guy on Romy's team.
By the way, he sounds exactly the same.
Perform like no albino ever had.
The albino in reference
and always behind him
is Alvin's mentor and predecessor,
for the world to see,
Brian Whitey Albers.
Mr. Albers.
And also, keep in mind, Iafredi is playing the keyboard himself for this. So why is he doing this? What is this song in reference to? Another song! John Neems, a singer-songwriter from back in the day, sent me a song about Michael Jordan's dad. Here's the original song that started the whole thing.
To be Michael's dad.
I know this is thick. I know this is deep. So why am I doing this? At the time, I said to Neems, that's about the worst song I've ever heard, Neems. And Neems, understandably, because that was his life's work, and one of the things he was most proud of, was very unhappy with me and remained unhappy with me. And we beefed for the better part of a decade. But then we made up. And you had Iafredi do the original Whitey's dad. And then he did Patrick's dad yesterday. And then I had to tell the whole story. You know, a story that's transpired over the better part of a quarter century. And yet, here we are. And then Chalk says here to me, Neems is on the phone. I'm like, first of all, Chalk, how would you even know if it's Neems? Were you even born when Neems made that first call? I don't know. So Chalk says, we think it's Neems. Alvin thinks it's Neems. I'm like, all right, let's find out. So that this is the guy who started the whole thing. This is the whole thread. This goes all the way back to the 90s. We go to the phones, and I think it's Neems. John Neems. Neems, is that in fact really you?
Woo! John Neems, my ass. It's Bruce in Ottawa.
Ah! No. You don't like that car.
I don't like that car.
Y'all thought that was Neems? But then again, y'all never met Neems or heard Neems, so you probably wouldn't know if it was Neems. That was pretty funny. I honestly thought it was. I thought it was because they all thought it was. That's pretty funny. I mean, Chalk, like sometimes Chalk gets cute and will set me up for something or Chalk won't know, but Chalk really thought it was. So then what does he do? He defers to the authority that is Alvin. Alvin would know. Fact of the matter is, not only did you fools get played, you got played by Canada.
Oh, Canada, our home and native.
That was one of the better Canadian contributions ever to the program. Who says that this show won't work in Canada? Who says Canada doesn't make it better? We just got worked by Ottawa. Was he from Ottawa? Or Saskatchewan? I know it wasn't Toronto. I know it wasn't Calgary. Go under the hood, Alvy. Check the review. Let's go to New York for the review. We just got worked by Canada. That was funny. Oh, man. You know what? I'll tell you why that was funny. Not only did he get on the air and convince us that he was Neems, We got worked because he got me to take 3 or 4 minutes to set the whole thing up. And we got worked. Let's listen to this again. It took me 3 or 4 minutes to set the entire thing up about how we found the original Neems. And wow, this is going to be a moment. Yo, Neems, is that really you? John Neems. Neems, is that in fact really you?
Woo! John Neems, my ass. It's Bruce in Ottawa.
Dude, not exactly the same sort of straight fire that Travis Kelce had, but I see what you did. And no clones. Let me just stop. Bruce.
Woo! Burrowhead my ass!
That's what he was trying to do. No clones. Bruce in Ottawa's call was not better than Matt in Vancouver's call. Or anybody else from Canada. But he did get over. He got us. 1-800-636-8686. I love that Neems, quote, the fake Neems. Now we have a fake Neems. Bruce in Ottawa told Shock that he was upset that I broke my 20-year truce. That's how we got through. This is Bruce in Ottawa sitting around going, what can I do today? I've got no life. What can I do today? What can I do? I got nothing to do. I'm unemployed. I got no life. I'm bored out my ass. What do I do? Let me see if I can hook Rome. Let me see if I can hook Chalk. Let me see if I can hook the Rome show. I'll tell him I'm Neems. And I'll tell him I'm pissed that he broke our 20-year truce. Touche, Bruce. My snowmobile is broken. The ice fish are not biting. I misplaced one of my snowshoes. They closed the local hockey rink today. There aren't enough guys to play pond hockey. I know, I'll call Rome and pretend I'm Neems.
John Neems my ass. It's Bruce in Ottawa.
John Neems my ass. It's Bruce in Ottawa. That is so stupid. It's funny. Man, and if that's so stupid, it's funny. How stupid are we? Jamie in Green Bay. How did the XR4TI fall for that fake Neems? Get your house in order, Rome. Dude, fair. Fair. How did you knuckleheads fall for that? He's right. Get your house in order, Rome, is fair and deserved. Stucknut writes, does fake Neems know fake Joe Flacco?
Who do you guys have this weekend?
I think we play the Steelers.
You think.
That's not who you have this weekend.
At WNY Water Cooler writes, I'll take more Bruce in Ottawa over drowsy drizzle calls. Planet Wilson, Bruce in Ottawa is the best call of the day. Give him his smoker now. Which smoker? You talking about the master build, or are you talking about a cigar? Or the sunflower seeds? Or the bang? What, the Planet of the Apes DVDs did not want any of that? How about those Snickers charged bars? Wow. Anyway, 1-800-636-8686. Yeah, it really happened. It did. I still want to talk about Eli Apple. I want to talk about Luka. Would it be possible for me to talk about Luka without you invoking Suzanne Vega? Would it be possible for me to talk about Luka without having to deal with anybody tweeting about somebody living on the second floor? Would this be possible? Because Luka is on one right now. And when I say on one, I don't mean on a floor, much less the second floor. Just a heads up. I want to talk about that without any of that being a thing. If we can do that, that'd be great. 1-800-636-8686. Larry still wants to tell me about his big break. Your big break, Larry. Larry, your big break would be me letting you back on this show. That would be your big break. Well, what would Larry's big break be? Did some local coffee house let you on, Mike? You got a big tip as part of your fare? Come on, dude. Don't get cute, Larry. Tell us exactly what it is you want to do. You're Parody Larry. You got on America's Got Talent?
Flatulence.
If it sounds like I'm being unusually harsh on this guy, I've been doing this guy like this for like a decade, and he still calls every single day, so don't worry about him. He's relentless. My man feels no pain. Larry is the very epitome of, it's not how many no's, it's how many yeses, and all you need is one big yes, because I tell this dude no every freaking day. I almost respect it. I don't, but almost. However, when we come back, Charles Robinson, somebody I do respect, is going to be my guest. Stay tuned. And you, Bruce in Ottawa, bravo, dude. Stay tuned.
What?